Good evening. I'm Bruce Robinson, and talking with us right now is Norman Solomon, who is a delegate to the Democratic National Convention in Denver and has been there participating in a few preliminary events today. Norman, what's been the highlight so far?
Well, to me, it's the energy that people have towards defeating John McCain. And I think that while there's been a lot of talk in the news media in the last few days about possible conflicts between Obama and Clinton delegates, at least in the California delegation, I haven't experienced that. I've talked to a number of people in depth, and whether they're Obama or Clinton delegates, I think there's a lot of emotion about putting the primaries behind us and about the next 2.5 months or so and making all that work to the benefit of the ticket.
So how's the reaction to the Biden selection as vice presidential candidate?
Frankly, I find it more favorable among most delegates than I feel myself. There's a general consensus, I think, from the news media, with few exceptions, that it was a very good pick. And to a large degree, delegates seem to sort of track with that. You know, it's seen as a strategic move, as somebody who people are comfortable with politically. My reservations are about Joe Biden's role in the lead-up to the invasion of Iraq. As the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, he had pivotal hearings in the middle of the summer of 2002 and really excluded witnesses like the former UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter, who were raising crucial objections to the invasion. So I think it's fair to say that Joe Biden was part of the mindset that dragged the country into the invasion and occupation of Iraq. That said, though, there are a lot of pluses from Joe Biden. He's worked for the rights of women, for domestic violence victims and to prevent domestic violence, women's rights, the environment. And so, you know, it's a mixed bag. You don't always get what you want in politics. And I certainly share with the delegates here from the 6th Congressional District that it is about eyes on the prize at this point, and it's crucial to defeat McCain. So that is the most exciting aspect of the entire convention so far, to me, which is, overall, with some exceptions, a sense of unity and let's go forward together on this campaign.
Now, you participated earlier today in a forum on war issues with Lynn Woolsey. Tell us about that.
Yes, this afternoon in Denver, I was on a panel that was titled Not Warfare. It's part of the Healthcare Not Warfare campaign that I've been lucky to work on in the North Bay as the founder and coordinator. And Lynn Woolsey, who I think has just been a terrific member of Congress from the North Bay, from Sonoma and Marin counties, was speaking about the cost of war. And as is always the case, she really put in focus the moral issues involved of continuing to spend so much money on the military, continuing to occupy Iraq. And she did use that term. She said, let's face it, this is an occupation. So I was really pleased to be on the panel with her. And I think that the representation that she gives in the Congress to people in North Bay about issues of war and peace were really articulated by her today on the panel, and I was glad to be part of that discussion.
How much do you think economic issues are going to be given play during the rest of the convention as it goes forward?
Well, I think the economy will get a lot of focus, and frankly, I'm scratching my head on what has been reported, which is that Bill Clinton, in his speech, has been asked to focus not on the economy, but on foreign policy. And I think that one of the strong suits of Bill Clinton when he articulates and really sets his mind to focus on tax policy is, for people who don't know economics, he really breaks it down effectively about the tax breaks for the wealthy while working people suffer from the skewing of taxation in favor of corporations and rich people. But in any event, I think economics and social justice around economic and health care are recognized as really crucial to the chances of the Obama campaign being successful in November. I was pleased to see just last night a national advertisement released by the Obama campaign focusing on the John McCain scenario, which is basically just tax breaks for the wealthy. And I think the more that authentic progressive populism can be part of the Obama-Biden message, the better off we're going to be.
Well, Norman Solomon, thanks very much for today's update, and we're looking forward to talking with you more tomorrow and see what we can see about Bill Clinton and other things after the fact.